Welcome to Defining Tanya up to Oys Eoin. Last week we did a big plow through on the idea of nephesh, and we went through the whole structure of the soul from oineg through to ratzon, through to seichel, through to midas, through to behavior levushim, and then we have Soviv Kwame, which is summer, but we did that back in his boyness. And now we have Ayin, Avodah Zarah. So what is Avodah Zarah?
Definitely it's focusing on you. You're the end.
Well, yeah, that you like re you kind of went to the very, very essence of the whole shiur immediately. We can just finish now. But that was like Avodah Zarah, it's true, but that's very high resolution. Avodah Zarah basically is the idea of worshipping a power other than God. So we have to understand what worshipping means. That's really what we're trying to understand. What does it mean to worship something? So Avodah
Give
Zarah,
up your time. Oh, sorry. Are you asking us?
you're gone. Yeah, what does it mean to worship?
To give of yourself to that, to give your who you are to that thing, whatever that is.
Does that look? What does that look like?
Your time, your energy, your time and energy.
Your resources. Shalom.
Everything that you have.
Yeah, so it really like you're saying it, but you're like the essence of it, the way I understand it is we're talking about Avodah Zarah, yeah, right to iron. We're trying to define Avodah Zarah. So really it means putting yourself secondary. That's the easy way of saying everything of all the above that you just said, you see, is you are making yourself subordinate to X. You see yourself existing in context of X. That's an Avodah Zarah. Not just meaning that you you listen to your boss. Yeah, I'm not meaning like that. I'm not talking about being obedient to someone. I'm talking about you see yourself in context of that. Meaning you've taken yourself out of context of reality. X.com Avodah Zarah. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what you mean by that. What do you mean by that, Laser?
The maths thing of X, it becomes, you kept saying, because you're subordinate to X. So you could, some people could sit on a X feed or Twitter feed for 9 hours. It's like a control, it's a mind virus controlling them.
It's identifying with that, maybe.
So you could say it like that. You could say it like that. It's a bit strong, like, because don't forget we've got the halachas of Avodah Zarah, yeah, where we've got, you can't do like bowing, you can't bow to any of Avodah Zarah, okay? I think there's four ishtachavaya, what's it called, kricha, I think there's four kida, I think there's four avoiders that is asa for any Avodah Zarah. I'm not sure, but it's something like this. I think there's four avoiders, four forms of worship that is forbidden to any Avodah Zarah. But then there's certain Avodah Zarahs that have a special, they have a specific worship, like Margolis was you threw stones at it, and Peor, we know what the service was there. So you wouldn't be chayav. If you did the Avodah of Peor by Margolis, or if you did the Avodah of Margolis by Peor, but you would be if you did the Avodah of Margolis by Margolis and the Avodah of Peor by Peor, then you had their specific Avodahs, yeah? The specific behaviors. So we've got a whole world of halacha by Avodah Zarah. Yeah, you've got a whole tractate in the Gemara, and in the Mishnayos. But the inyan of Avodah Zarah, that's what we're really discussing here. Okay, so now This would be a good example of Avodah Zarah. Yeah, the Inyan of Avodah Zarah. A Yid moves to America many years ago, and it's Saturday, yeah? And he's Shomer Shabbos. He likes to keep Shabbos. But he just can't in the Michael, did you want to say something, by the way? Michael, did you want to say something?
No, I answered a call. I'm sorry.
He wants to keep Shabbos, yeah, but Saturday is the biggest day. He owns a shop. Saturday is the busiest day of the week, and he just can't. He just can't not open his shop on Shabbos. So he would say to you, "Listen, I would like to keep Shabbos, but I gotta earn a living. I gotta pay for my wife and kids. I can't do that. I've gotta." So what he's really saying is that there is an independent power outside of God. He's called it the God of Parnassa. He just calls it economics. Look, it's just a very simple economic thing. You know, I make twice as much money on Saturday than I do the rest of the 6 days of the week. So now this comes out. What is the service of the God of Parnassa for this guy? The actual service that he needs to serve his God. Margoliouth was throwing stones. Yeah, Peor was defecating in front of the statue. And to this guy, to serve the God of Parnassa, you need to open your shop on Shabbos. That's the avoider that the God of Parnassa, to placate the God of Parnassa, according to this guy's understanding, that's what you to appease, to find favor in the eyes of the God of Parnassa. The avoider is you have to open your shop on Shabbos. So now this guy has got two gods. He's got Hashem, who he likes and who he wants to serve, etc. But he has to pay homage to this other god called the God of Parnassa, because if he doesn't, he's going to get a big Oynish. What's the Oynish? He'll starve to death with his family. That's a big Oynish. It's just very important. What I'm doing, I'm kind of joking around, but what I'm doing is really important, is you have to strip away the graphics from the Bible. Meaning, the way I just spoke about, you know, Harry Cohen, who's going to work on Shabbos, yeah, and talking about placating his, you know, appeasing his God, sacrificing to his God, avoiding the punishments of his God, trying to find favor in the eyes of his God, yeah, that sounds really funny because it's just this Jew who's going to work on Shabbos. Yeah, but you have to do that with the Chumash. You have to, like, when we talk about Mitzrayim, and we talk about being in prison, and we talk about being in Galus, and we talk about the servitude of Mitzrayim, and you have to strip away the graphics, and you have to, because the Bnei Sholem isn't, he doesn't care about the graphics. He's Kulu Panimi. He's Kulu Panimi. So he talks about these different, these, you know, in biblical, he speaks in biblical. He kind of coined it. He speaks in biblical language, yeah. But you have to, like I said, whenever I say this to people, I get a very people. I always see people. I go, "Wow!" When I talk about the idea of demons and angels, like Shindadim and angel and Malachim in your goof are like enzymes and proteins. They're like that. That's what they're called. I mean, we call them demons, yeah. But you could call demons, not melatonin. What's the dopamine or whatever those drugs are? That could be called a demon. Those drugs that flood your body, that your brain produces, that makes you angry or makes you irritable or makes you know, rageful. Yeah, you could call that a demon. Why not?
Well, I heard like with Mitzrayim, like you're saying, and also with something else is like David Sacks was just saying, like in Mitzrayim, it's not, you know, if that's the face of it, but the, a lot of this is a panemius, I'm sure there's a lot of levels to it, but like it's that don't succumb to the laws of nature. Don't get so used to these laws of nature. That's what's really saying. Also in Brich Shmei, before we take out the Torah, there's a line here. It says, "Antu zan lachola." It is you who nourishes all, Hashem mefarnes. You sustain all. "Antu shalit al kola." It is you who rules over everything. And then here's the next line: "It is you who rules over everything." And then it says, "Antu deshalit al machaya." It is you who rules over kings. But we just said you rule over everything. Why are you saying you rule over kings? If you rule over everything, you obviously rule over kings. And it's what you're saying before is that you can say, "Oh, Hashem, you rule over everything." But also, I have, when it comes to kings, I also believe in them as well. So I have to remind myself, no, Hashem rules over the kings too.
That's why we call him Melech Malchei Hamlochim, the King of the Kings of Kings. Not just, he's not just, that's not, that doesn't translate as the King of Kings. That's the King of the Kings of Kings. He's the King of the forces that dictate the kings. So that's a very understandable example of Odah Zarah. Yeah? Harry Cohen opens up shop on Shabbos, and why? Because he believes that there's another power in the world that he now needs to. See, I said at the beginning, it's like the idea. It's Avodah Zarah is seeing yourself in context of something else. Yeah, but I meant by that wasn't very clear. What I meant is that meaning that you are at the mercy of X. Meaning there's an independent power. There's God, and there's also Parnassah, weather, the economy, politics, the wars that are going on. There's other things that God isn't particularly in control of. What I might pay lip service and say he is, but I don't really feel that. Yeah. So that's a bit
So
of
we should feel einol milvado, like that type of sense, like it's just Hashem, right? That's what you is, it, is that, are you saying the same thing? Is that what you're saying?
well, when you feel that there are other powers, that you're at the mercy of other powers, that is a bechina of Avodah Zarah. That is bechinas of Avodah Zarah. That is an aspect of Avodah Zarah, meaning that you feel that there is a you feel that there is some other independent power other than the Rabboni Shalom. Shalom Ben.
Shalom, shalom.
So we're talking about Avodah Zarah, which is defining Avodah Zarah. Yeah, so in short, Avodah Zarah is the idea of a power independent of God. And that would be a breach. So Avodah Zarah isn't the idea of saying God doesn't exist, it's the idea of calling him God of gods. That's what he says in the Tanya. The God of gods means that there's other powers in the world. You are like in a sense, like Zeus, Lahavdil. Yeah, like Zeus is the God of gods. Yeah, but there are other, they fought against him and they had other dependent powers. He's like the big guy, he's like the CEO. Yeah, but you have a board of directors who sometimes, they sometimes throw their weight around as well, and you can't really do much about them. So Avodah Zarah means that you're introducing a duality into the world. You're introducing another power into the world. So now the story of Harry Cohen, yeah, who can't keep Shabbos because it's he has to work on Saturday, yeah, because he has to, what would you say, placate or appease? Is it the same word? Placate, is that a word? Am I making stuff up? Yeah. Okay, so
I think a
yes,
piece is stronger.
yeah, peace is better. So Harry Cohen has to appease the god of Parnassa, and the sacrifice that you appease the god by sacrifice. Yeah, the sacrifice that Harry Cohen needs to make is he has to open his shop on Saturday. Yeah, and the reason why so that he can avoid the Oynesh. Yeah, the terrible Oynesh of the god of Parnassah, which would be, starving to death. So he said that in biblical terms. But that's, so now, why is it that the Zohar says, and the Tanya quotes the Zohar, that says that all of the mitzvahs asay are rooted in Anoichi Hashem, yeah, the first of the Seiros HaDibros. And all of the mitzvahs loisa say
I drink a bottle a day.
are rooted, all of the mitzvahs loisa say are rooted in lo yelacha. Don't have any don't do avodah zarah. So, for example, that makes sense with Shabbos, yeah, keeping Shabbos, yeah, that's rooted in avodah zarah, because if you keep Shabbos, that could be like your, like we said with Harry Cohen opening up his shop. That is like introducing another power into the world. But what has kashrus got to do with avodah zarah?
Hashem says that you should keep kosher.
So why, and so why you not, were you not keeping kosher? What were you invite, are you, pardon me, are you introducing another power into the world? That's the point. You're introducing you into the world. And now, so now let's say it like this. So now you've introduced, there's another God. Yeah, there's called the God of your appetite. We had the God of Parnassa. Now there's this God called the God of your appetite. Yeah. Now he's a ferocious, mamish, tremendous God. Yeah. And the sacrifice that you have to make to him is that you have to obey his physiological, whatever's going on. Like you need sugar. You have to obey that. That's how you appease him. And if you don't appease him, yeah, then you're going to, the punishment is going to be depression, or you'll go out your head, or you don't, you won't. That again, you're dealing with sacrifice, reward, and punishment. You've created another, I mean, I'm not saying you, I do it probably more than you guys. Yeah, you've brought into your world, you brought into, not your world, you've brought into reality an independent power. Shem said, now this is the scary bit, is because what about if you don't have a passion for, like, some kind of steak that's not kosher. You have a passion for an Eder Haredes steak. Just like this guy just loves caviar. Yeah, let's say it like that. This guy just pasha loves caviar. He can't, or lobster. Lobster's better, let's say. I've never eaten lobster in my life, Hashem. But I've eaten everything else, but just not lobster. He loves lobster, yeah? And this other guy, just loves a good Eder Haredes steak, a good kosher steak. Now, with the lobster guy, again, we're talking that none of this is avodah zarah. Yeah, we're just talking the concept of avodah zarah. Yeah, with the lobster guy, he's in trouble because Hashem says, don't eat lobster. And this guy, his appetite says, you will obey me. You must eat lobster. You must obey me. Or the punishment will be that you will feel, you'll go out of your head. Yeah? Whereas the other guy, there's a voice in his head saying, you must eat the Eder Haredes meat. You must go and get a steak right now from whatever steakhouse you want to go to, which is kosher. Do you realize there's actually no difference? Just the nature and the nurture. Or really the nurture. This guy has grown up as a secular Jew who was eating lobster for many years. He's got all these good associations with lobster and etc. This guy grew up in Hanof, and he just basically led the same life. Just it was in a halachic, there was no, he would, so on that sense, the person could be a luchachila Jew, yeah, from Jew, who adheres to halacha, but is on the bechina. There's that bechina of avodah zarah. So that that don't get me wrong, there's an infinite difference between eating kosher meat and eating lobster. An infinite difference. One is mutter, one is asa. Okay. But when we're talking about the person himself, when a person's appetite, his tiver flares up and you have to obey, well, now you're just lucky that your tiver isn't for, sexual deviancy and treif meat. You're lucky, you lucked out. Look at where you grew up. We grew up in LA, grew up in, I'm in Jerusalem, grew up in New York, wherever you are, where you haven't been presented with those, so your appetite hasn't become kind of perverted, but it's the same appetite. You know what I'm saying? You get that? So I'm just, it's just a very important thing because, again, it's not avodah zara. It's not avodah zara, b'shum oifen, but it's the bechina of avodah zara. So avodah zara in this concept, in this idea, is the recognition of another power other than God, which you take yourself in context of, meaning that you are powerless to that power. Meaning, if the God of Parnassa, comes up and he says, Yitzi, I need you to open your shop up on Shabbos. This is the God of Parnassa talking to you, yeah? Now, if you don't see yourself in context of him, that means you could turn around to him and say to him, listen, I appreciate that you want me to work on Shabbos, but I can just go to the ATM and take out as much money as I want. I don't need to placate, meaning I don't exist in context of you. You understand what I mean? I'm not powerless to you. I have power over you. You say I need to open up my shop on Shabbos. Yeah, but I know that I can run a promo on Sunday and Monday and bring in twice as much money as I would need to do on Shabbos. So therefore, I don't need to listen to you. I don't exist in context of you. So number one, we're saying that there's another koyach in reality, other than God. There's God, there's God, but there's also Parnassa. And I am powerless against the God of Parnassa. He's too strong for me. He's too big for me. But now let's turn. Well, now we're going to get back to what Yitzi said, and then we'll finish off. But why is it that you need to placate the God of appease the God of Parnassa? What does it always come down to? Why do you need to appease the God of your appetite? Why do you need to appease the God of the IRS? Why? What's the tzad shava of all these different powers that you are obeying? What's the tzad shava? What does it always come back down to? It always comes down to either you being rewarded or punished. And therefore, always avodah zara boils down to a self-worship. Why are you bowing? Not you. I'm sorry, I keep saying you. Why is Harry Cohen bowing to the God of Parnassa? Worshipping the God of Parnassa in his eyes is on Shabbos, you have to open up your store. Okay, and that's a steerer to God because God doesn't want you to open up the store. The God of Israel doesn't want you to open up your shop on Shabbos. Yeah, so Harry is worshipping the God of Parnassa by opening the shop on Shabbos. Why? Ultimately, because if he doesn't do that, he's going to get punished by that God. That God will punish him with not having enough parnassa. So therefore, who's he actually worshipping? And let's finish on this. This is a beautiful chiddush that I had sometime in the past. That why did we say that Yisroi did all the avodah zaras? Yeah, Rashi says he did all the avodah zaras. What's the Indian of doing all the Avodah Zarahs?
Who did that? Who?
Yes, sorry.
Oh, that's right.
He did all the Avodah Zarahs. What's Pshat? Because this is Moedic, is because Yisroi was, well, Yisroi is a Ger Tzedek, yeah? A Ger Tzedek is basically when he's a goy, he's a Jew who just didn't work it out yet. That's what a Ger is. Before a Ger is Misgaya, he has Nitzos Yisrael within him. And then so that's why, by the way, why Rabbonim can push a Ger away, can push somebody looking to convert away again, 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 again. Why? Because if she's the real deal, yeah, you could push them away for a whole lifetime and they'll still come back. Because it's not them who's coming back, it's their Nitzos Yisrael within them. But if they're just like, might be cool. I got a friend when I was growing up in London whose parents converted to Reform Judaism because it was just like all the cool people were Jewish, so let's just be Jewish. That's what they did. Yeah. But a real convert, you can't stop him or her from becoming Jewish because they are Jewish, they're just not Jewish yet. So Yisroi was a Yid, yeah. He was a goy, but he had a Yiddish neshama, yeah, kind of. So he did all the Avodah Zarahs. Why? Because all the Avodah Zarahs means you're not looking to be served; you're looking to serve. So when you look, when you understand that God is one, that means you exist in context of God. Now, why would you want God to do stuff for you? You don't have an independent existence. So why do you want to get married? Why do you want to have panasa? Why do you want to be healthy? Why all of this stuff? The Yiddish perspective is, I want panasa so that I can serve you. I want to be healthy so that I can serve you. I want to get married so that I can serve you. I exist in context of you, Rabboni Shalom. Let me serve, not let me be served. Let me serve. That's why Yisro went to all the Avodah Zarahs, because all the Avodah Zarahs means all the koichos in the world. He was looking to serve, not to be served. That's what the Yid is. That's what the Yid is looking for. He's looking to serve, not to be served. Avodah Zarah is about to be served. So I wrote this week just to finish in Yana Diyomer, and I'm happy because this was such a gorgeous chiddush that I get to say it now. I had no intention of saying it. Tshuva, the tzaddikim say is called Toshuv Hay. The returning of the hay. So one minute, I just want to get the grammar right a minute. I want to say this in Hebrew with the right grammar. In Hebrew with vowels. Eich ani yachol leheizaer. Do you know what that means? Eich ani Yachol lehei azeh, lehei azeh. You know what that means? Wait, I'm going to just share my screen with you so you can see this. Can I zoom this in a little bit?
Yeah, where are you quoting that from? What is that?
I put it into the chatbot to give me. Wait a minute. You see my screen here?
Yeah.
This is in Hebrew, yeah? Eich ani yachol lehei azer. Lehei azer. Eich ani yachol, you know what that means, yeah?
How am I able
How can I, yeah? How am I able? Lehei azer.
to
What
help?
does lehei azer?
Is
So
that to be of
understand, what is
service?
this? What?
Is that to be of service?
Lehei, no, Lehei Azer is to be
To
helped.
be of.
How can I be helped?
What is these? What are these words? What are you showing? What is this?
Eich ani yachol lehezaer is a Hebrew sentence.
Oh, it's just a regular sentence. Okay.
Wait, can I zoom in a minute? How do you zoom in with plus now?
Shmuel, I have to jump. Great to see you.
Wait,
Shabbat Shalom.
just wait for this, wait for this. Eich ani yachol lehezaer. How can I be helped? Yeah? How can I be helped? Return the hay to Hashem, and you get Eich ani yachol lazor. How can I help? That's tshuva. Tshuva is the transitioning from how can I be helped to how can I help? That's toshuv hay. That's returning the hay. Okay, Michael, cool.
That's very good. I like
That
that a
was
lot.
worth it. That was excellent.
Yeah, I think.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay,
That's.
so that's tshuva. And that's really wait, Yitzi, you didn't get it?
No, I got it. I love it.
Okay, good. So that's true. And that is what Avodah Zarah tshuva is, ripping yourself out of Avodah Zarah. Again, a pida inyan, ripping yourself out of Avodah Zarah, or allowing Hashem to rip you out of Avodah Zarah, and finding your context back in finding your place back in context of the Ribono Shel Olam. Okay, so it's nice to give a shiur on tshuva just before we just shana. Okay, everyone should be benched.
Thank you. So
I
good.
mean,
Have a
thank
great
you. Same to
Shabbos.
Rav.
Yeah.
Amen.
Tomorrow. Okay, kol tov, everyone.
Everyone, thank you.